Two BC-based watchdog groups say Commissioner Marie-José Hoeg's final report on foreign interference fails to deliver real solutions, calling for a tougher foreign agent registry and stricter media regulations to curb Beijing's influence in Canada. While noting Hoeg found no evidence of traitors in Parliament, the two groups say the commissioner nevertheless acknowledged the intelligence and evidence pointing to acts of foreign interference and transnational repression on the part of Chinese officials working out of Vancouver's consulate. At the time of writing this report, the People's Republic of China, PRC, is the most active perpetrator of foreign interference targeting Canada's democratic institutions, concluded Hoeg. The evidence presented to the commission during its public hearings suggests some foreign interference and transnational repression undertaken by foreign diplomatic personnel is carried out through consulates. This evidence implicated consulates in Toronto and Vancouver in particular. But some of Hoeg's conclusions and recommendations come up short, the Chinese-Canadian watchdog groups say. On behalf of the Chinese-Canadian Concern Group on CCP's human rights violations, Gabriel Yu issued a statement calling for tighter regulations and transparent reporting by the Canadian Radio, Television and Telecommunications Commission, CRTC, for media outlets, particularly those connected to the PRC. A major disappointment is the lack of action regarding Chinese language media in Canada. While the report acknowledges that these outlets are largely controlled by the CCP, it fails to recommend any regulatory response through the CRTC. This is a missed opportunity, said Yu, whose group was an intervener to the commission. Hoeg noted in her report that CRTC is limited in its power, not being able to immediately halt broadcasting or regulate it over the internet. She makes no mention of the CRTC in her recommendations. Next, on behalf of Canadian Friends of Hong Kong, Ivy Lee said Hoeg's recommendations lack a stated need for a more robust foreign influence transparency registry than currently proposed. The registry as proposed in legislation, said Lee, needs to go beyond the lobbying of federal politicians. The registry should cover all levels of government and bureaucrats, including crown corporations and agencies, and even political parties and advertising activities. Further, said Lee, it should also be strengthened by granting the proposed registry commissioner total transparency and independence, since the current legislation gives the Prime Minister and the Cabinet discretion on disclosure. Former Conservative MP Kenny Chu, whose allegations of foreign interference by PRC officials against his 2021 campaign in Steveston Richmond East figured prominently in the final report, said as much. The OCCE, the Office of the Commissioner of Canada Elections, was tasked to investigate. There was information and evidence of foreign interference, but none of them had broken any law because the bar of the law is so high, and the evidentiary requirement is so high, they're not illegal, Chu told BIV. What does that mean? It means our law needs to change. It needs to tighten up and reflect the 21st century world we live in, he said. Chu said he was not surprised by the lack of determinations made by Hoeg of specific alleged events. It's nothing surprising given her mandate and limited resources, namely time and most importantly the limited scope she was to look at. I'm not surprised she came to those conclusions, said Chu. What about someone who isn't a traitor but is just willing to work with a foreign country and has their interest in mind in trying to find this proverbial win-win situation? Asked Chu, who was not re-elected in 2021 after advocating for a foreign agent registry. Hoeg stated, there are a very small number of isolated cases where foreign interference may have had some impact on the outcome of a nomination contest or the result of an election in a given riding, however she said she felt reassured these instances had minimal impact. One of the examined cases was Chia's campaign, whose chief competitor, Liberal Parm Bains, garnered support from members of the United Front Work Department. OCCE investigators, wrote Hoeg, found impetus and direction was given by PRC officials for the anti-conservative party campaign through a range of public statements made by diplomatic and consular officials. They found that the overall campaign was carried out and amplified via a multi-pronged and layered approach using Chinese-Canadian association individuals, Chinese-Canadian business interests, as well as pervasive social media and printed, digital and broadcast media messaging. Hogue's mandate was the electoral process at the federal level and not an examination of foreign activity within civic institutions and toward grassroots organizations. Yu said his group was pleased to at least have transnational regression tactics acknowledge. The report also confirms that PRC foreign interference extends beyond politics. It directly targets and intimidates Chinese-Canadian communities, said Yu. Hogue's report notes. The PRC uses its diplomatic missions, PRC international students, community organizations, and private individuals to carry out transnational repression. Yu was critical of Hogue for not making determinations nor identifying individuals. As a result, the public can only make their own judgments after reading the report, said Yu. For Lee and her group, the Hogue report also pulled punches. By bragging how our democratic institutions have remained robust, and downplaying the foreign interference as isolated cases that may have some impact, Justice Hogue and her team stand in sharp contrast with the Canadian general public in that we think even one such case is too many for a democracy like ours. The biggest Canadian concern expressed so far has always been about the interference into our democratic institutions and processes, not the legislative or electoral results. Their willful blindness to this issue and to address the public concern is mind-blowing. Chu added that whatever response is made, the reality is that the regimes will likely be mindful not to cook up the same playbook. They're facing a different situation. But they will find other ways and means to advance their interests at the expense of Canada. Whether they do it through a different organization, different means, above table, below table, I don't have their resources to find out, but for sure they will do that, he said. G. Wood at glaciermedia.ca